It's Thursday, the 11th of July, and it's again a grey morning, but the forecast is for it to do similar to yesterday, start off grey, and then brighten up, and yesterday, my goodness, you wouldn't have believed it was going to turn out so nice. But the afternoon was absolutely stunningly warm and gorgeous. And even the house this morning when we got out of bed was 21 degrees. It's incredible. Can't remember the last time we had anything like those temperatures. Call it a heat wave. People call it a heat wave. I don't call it a heat wave. It's what we should be getting. Anyway, I'm not going to complain if today's going to brighten up. We reckon about 26 degrees in this area today, which is brilliant. Bring it on. It's very pleasant standing out here this morning under my green, my variations of green canopy. Enjoying the morning air. Good sleep last night. I have to say, to be perfectly honest with you, I'd been having great sleeps. The holiday was the same this morning. So it's terrible to be so tired to drag your weary bones out of bed in the morning. I mean, goodness grief, we're sleeping for 8-9 hours at a time and still struggling. Mary comes into the kitchen this morning, as normal, following me out of bed, and her eyes weren't even open. She found her way to the sink, etc., just by instinct and muscle memory. I really need to film that or set something up to capture those first few moments. like a blind kitten being born for the first few minutes, feeling their way around the world. It was nice and fresh this morning. You can smell the greenery. I'm feeling good this morning. No mood swings as yet. Got up, put the news on. No pores this morning. Had bran flakes with cold milk, but with honey. Because it was, I tend to do that if the weather's warm, not have the pores and have some bran flakes or something with cold milk. So I did that the past couple of mornings. It's very pleasant. And you have no pot to clean out. But then again, I've just realised, you see, there's always a negative. If I'm not making porridge, then the blackie and his friends don't get any. See. Now I'm going to have to make porridge tomorrow morning. I might make a wee drop up for them. You've got to look after your friends. As if by cue, he appears on top of the fence and stares right at me. I can just imagine him. Had he the vocabulary in his song to say, "Where's the porridge, you lazy idiot?" Since coming home and the week that we were away having little or no contact with my friends and audio boo, since coming home, and as you say, getting back into the swing of things. But what's made it even nicer to come back to is the Audio Mo month has pulled back in those some of those people who had drifted away or only very infrequently audio booed, but it's pulled them back in, and now I'm getting to hear those people again, and not just that, but DMs, personal messages from people. You know, it's like, it's as if I've come home from holiday and there's been a big group hug and made me, as if to say, welcome back, and we missed you. I mean, I've missed audio boo, to be honest. But this, I reckon it's this whole Audio Mo month that's pulled us all together again. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful to hear all the topics and the goings-on and the skinny and the friendship. The main thing, the friendship and the community. Because that's exactly what we are living in with this Audio Boo. Community of friends. And it was a big welcome back for me. It's now Thursday, and you could say Tuesday, Wednesday. In fact, really, realistically, two days I've just been blown away with the audio I've been listening to and the personal messages that have been sent. And just getting back to my bunch of friends. It's been great. Makes you feel wanted, welcome, loved. I guess you could say loved. What is love? I know a song about that. One of my dear friends on Audio Boo. Mentioned what is love in a message to me, and her breakdown of how love, or the word love, is used so many aspects in life. And what does it mean, and what relevance does it have? And it was wonderful to hear how she put this all over. And I guess there is probably at least a dozen ways of love in the world. Maybe more. There's maybe 100. I don't know. Not a term to be used loosely, but why not? Why not use it? Because basically it just conveys a feeling, doesn't it? Feeling off. I don't think I'll even go there, because just because going off to Glasgow today about 11 a.m. we are picking up my wife's sister and her husband, going in, taking them in for a wee treat, for a meal and a donor round Socky Hall Street and Buchanan Street and wherever else. just to say thanks to them for not just being family but being good friends. It's going to be hot, hot, hot.